The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Call Monday morning.
There you go. 806, Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, a huge Cher fan, is kind enough to join us this morning. Congresswoman, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us, always.
Always great to be with you, and you know that Cher was inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
That's exactly right.
With Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, great. Is she 70, what, 6, 70 and older, you think, pretty much at this point?
77.
Yeah, God bless her.
And, you know, has had a number one hit in every decade of the last seven decades, which is pretty amazing.
You sound like me talking about Frank Sinatra. This is great. You know all those things. Nicole, first of all, if I may, Congresswoman. So, can we start with the foreign aid package? And we had our buddy Jeff Van Drew on, who is doing such a great job down in the 2nd District of Jersey. And you voted against this package. And tell us why. And let's walk through that before we get to the nonsense that's happening on the college campuses right in the city of New York, Congresswoman. Let's talk about that foreign aid package. Your thoughts on all of that, please.
So I did vote for parts of the package, right? I voted for sanctions on Russia and Iran. I voted to prohibit TikTok from operating in the U.S. if they do not divest of communist China. I voted for the SHIP Act, which is so critically important. It would actually sanction the oil that is refined or produced or transported that benefits Iran. And I did vote for the funding for Israel and to strengthen the United States' position in the Indo-Pacific to deter a war, right?
Yeah,
And that is critically important. But the piece on Ukraine I had an issue with, and I voted for previous Ukraine funding. I understand the importance of winning and prevailing against Vladimir Putin. But I also believe that, number one, Europe needs to step up and do its share. And we've given three times what Germany has provided. We've given five times what UK has provided. We cannot fund this war on our taxpayers' backs by ourselves here. We need help from Europe, who is really at the front lines. But the real issue that I had is the fact that there was no border security funding for our own country. And at a time when we are seeing hundreds of terrorists that have been caught either at the border or in our interior, the fact that we have seen millions of individuals who have evaded completely law enforcement or CBP agents. We don't know who they are, where they are, what their intentions are. I am very concerned about the growing terrorist threats we face here at home, not to mention the cartels that have killed 100,000 Americans, the criminals that we're seeing, the gang members coming to New York City because of this open border, and the fact that the president wouldn't reverse at least one of his 60 policy changes that created this crisis. Now, we were told by our speaker that we would not do the Ukraine funding without border security. We've been told this all year. That has always been the Republican game plan, to use leverage to get Schumer to force the president to change his policies if the president won't do it on his own. Because obviously this is a mute issue if the president just did his job and undid his policies. And then the speaker made a deal and dropped the border security for our own country, and that upset a lot of House Republicans, myself included.
Yeah, you know what? And I understand it. And you got to help at this point. And what I always say, Nicole Malliotakis, we should not be in Ukraine. Yeah, Russia shouldn't be in Ukraine. And they wouldn't be if Donald Trump was president. And everybody knows that. I keep saying, I quoted this several times this morning. I saw CBS News saying the world is on fire. It's because of the mismanagement of Anthony Blinken, Jake Sullivan, and that whole administration. Mm-hmm. So we see that. But you got to help Ukraine. But so it's okay. But my goodness gracious, like I saw something about Jeff Andrew in the Star Ledger today, how he's backing Vladimir Putin. It's not that. That makes so much sense. And I understand you have to support Ukraine. And what Marjorie Taylor Greene, she gets too inflammatory for my taste, but you know what? She's not that off base. Can you guys settle it behind closed doors? The way you are very measured, Nicole. And as Mr. Van Drew is, we love that. But when Marjorie Taylor Greene goes in front of the cameras, I'm going like, don't do it. It's so close to November. Anyway, the Republicans could keep peace. What you just made so much sense. Can you guys do it behind closed door? Is Mike Johnson, Speaker, listening to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've tried to do this, right, in our own conference when we are among each other. You know, we've all said that this was what the plan was. We were going to do Ukraine and border together. Everybody's happy. And when I think it was, you know, it was problematic for me that the speaker went forward because I'm tired of living parameters.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But this is what I say.
Yep.
I say in terms of the speakership, we're going to have a new Congress coming in January. Hopefully, if everyone actually focuses here, we will have a larger majority. Yep. We can worry about who the speaker is in January. Not now. We have only a few months left in this year. There is no value in, you know, vacating the speakership again and going through to that standstill, that fiasco that we had. Kevin McCarthy should have never been removed. Still upset that eight Republicans chose to side with all the Democrats to remove the speaker. And they weakened our hand, our leverage.
Yep.
And so Speaker Johnson came in with a weaker position because of what had happened. So let's not do that now. Let's focus. Let's continue passing legislation that we know the American people want. We've passed legislation to address our energy needs, right, to ramp up domestic production, to lower gas prices, food costs for American families. We've passed a bill of rights for parents so they have the right to know what's in their children's education. We passed a thing saying that biological men should not participate in female sports, protecting Title IX, which, by the way, the president continues.
Yeah.
Now he wants to take away scholarships from these young female students.
Unbelievable.
To biological men. And inflation, we've passed so many pieces of legislation, the toughest border security out of the House, multiple pieces of border security, some with bipartisan support. Chuck Schumer won't do any of it. So let's keep focusing, passing these bills with bipartisan support. And if Chuck Schumer doesn't want to do it, the American people know that they need to help us elect a Republican Senate, and hopefully Donald Trump to the White House, at least one of the two, so we have a better position to win, have more conservative wins for this country, and stop this disastrous agenda.
Yeah, and just to be clear, and I love the conversation, Congresswoman, we appreciate it so much. So what Speaker Johnson could have done, maybe listen to you, maybe listen to Congressman Van Drew, maybe, you know, the dozens of others that really didn't want to, they want to help Ukraine, but they want to first help us first before we go over. I mean, he could have executed that a little better, you're saying, yes?
Well, he should have been able to extract at least one border provision from Chuck Schumer.
Yep.
And that's my belief. And I think that, again, if you're allowing Chuck Schumer to set the parameters, that sets us up for failure. And I think that, the whole thing is, I think it was handled improperly. I would have done differently if I were the speaker. Not that I think the job is easy, believe me. I'm sure he had his reasons and, you know, his abilities and whatever it is. But I just, and the majority of the conference feels the same way, that there should have been no additional funding to secure another country's borders without our own first, especially since this is what we were promised by House leadership for the entire year.
Yeah, well said. And Congresswoman, while we have you, if I may, Columbia University, I mean, one of the great universities of the land, people going in and campaigning for Hamas. Now, it's gone beyond Palestine or Palestinians or Gazans. It's got now for sheer Hamas support. Who's funding this? How do we stop this? Should indeed the president of Columbia resign? I know the police now moved into NYU. What's going on in New York? Nicole, what's...
It is shocking to see, whether it's on these campuses or on the streets, individual was flying a Hezbollah flag. Cheering on Iran. I mean, really? This is... And Hamas as well, but this is so insane that we're seeing this in New York City. I never thought we would see this level of anti-Semitism on display in such a diverse city like New York, in such a freedom-loving country like America. It's sad that we have these individuals who hate this country, who hate our allies, who want to see terrorism prevail. I don't know. We need to investigate further who these people are, because some are students. Some are faculty, but then there's a lot of outside agitators. And I think it's the same people, same socialist Marxists that were involved in the protests of 2020, the Antifas of the world that are getting involved here and egging them on, and turning what should be something, if you want to protest and use your freedom of speech, turning that into an anti-Semitic event and turning it into violent rhetoric and turning it into something that is very hateful. And the fact that Columbia University has proven that they can't keep students safe, particularly those who are Jewish, safe, this president of Columbia University needs to resign. I was among the first to call for a resignation with Elise Stefanik on Sunday. Yesterday, the entire New York Republican congressional delegation called for her resignation. Schumer should be doing it. Gillibrand should be doing it. The mayor, the governor. I mean, to go to virtual learning because you can't control your school, you can't keep your students safe, she needs to go. And I'll add one more thing. I have legislation that would actually strip federal funding from institutions like this. There's a process. You just don't go and strip the funding. But yeah. It's a process, according to the definition of anti-Semitism, the international definition. If these events are happening on these college campuses and they're not being stopped, there's no accountability. For example, a professor that may be promoting it or participating in it. Then there's a process for the Secretary of Education to strip the federal funding from these institutions. So that's one. And also we need to strip visas from foreign students participating in anti-Semitism.
Amen.
It's a privilege to be here to study at our universities. Are committing these acts of horrific anti-Semitism, you need to go. And I think those provisions are incredibly important. And the third thing I'll say to the President of the United States, we should not be paying the student loans for these anti-Semitic, terrorist-supporting students at Columbia University.
Amen. And before we let you go, Nicole, I want to make sure you get a plug-in for what you're doing about the funding for critical work, street work, in connection to the New Creek Blue Belt. You want to tell us about that quickly, if you'd like?
Yeah, well, our mayor and our governor keep giving our money away to all sorts of things that we shouldn't be doing in this city and state. I'm happy to be able to allocate funding for a critical project to alleviate flooding. This is the Blue Belt system in Midland Beach, Ocean Breeze, that was devastated by Hurricane Sandy. This is natural drainage meeting hard infrastructure to take that storm water to alleviate flooding. And so we're able to get $1 million in federal funding toward that project, which is still ongoing. They're going to install sanitary sewers and stormwater sewers and catch basins. Yeah. And we're seeing a difference on Staten Island. Those areas that were really prone to flooding, any type of rainfall, now they're seeing a lot of relief and they're not getting the flooding that they used to because of this type of investment we're making in the community.
I love it. We need that by the Passaic River Basin in New Jersey. Hey, Nicole, tomorrow night, Congresswoman, we'll be at Don Roberto's in Staten Island. I don't know if you're down in Washington or up, we're doing a fundraiser for Sergeant Joe Imperatrice and Blue Lives Matter. And it's tomorrow night, 6:30, Don Roberto's, and for Chaz and Gianna Palmitieri, they got a great child.
It's my favorite movie, The Bronx Tale, man.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's going to be a Chaz sighting. And we just wanted to invite you because we appreciate all the great. Listen, thank you for the great work you're doing. It's a tough, tough time, and you're doing a great work, Congresswoman. And we do appreciate it. So hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow night.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay, take care, Nicole. Thank you so much. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis, she's a young lady doing a great job. I'm telling you, it ain't easy down there, you know, and she's just always keeps her district in her mind when she goes and fights in Washington. 819, Joe on the radio. Hey, you know, Andy McCarthy, will at least be able to get some, make some sense maybe of this horrific trial happening. I can't even, I don't know where to begin, but Andy will break it all down for us. Thank you. And Sergeant Joe and Patrice will join us as well. W. Duhame is on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. If you're heading out by Don Roberto's right now, no problems on Forest Ave here as you head out through that area of Staten Island as you get out through West Brighton. We are building, though, on the Staten Island Expressway westbound. Looks like a lot of volume here as you get right out toward the area of 440. It's a rough road surface to deal with over there. Now, do watch out for some delays on the eastbound side of the Gowanus up by the Prospect. A stalled vehicle was taken care of. Eastbound Belt, a tough ride by Springfield Boulevard. It's an accident, a major accident on Route 1 right now, Route 1 northbound at New Road into South Brunswick. Everything is closed with a pretty serious accident. Looks like a motorcycle involved with that one, unfortunately. We're still seeing delays on 78 eastbound local lanes at the Garden State Parkway with a crash. And over in Connecticut on 95 South, exit 27A in Bridgeport, it's a collision being clear. Partly cloudy today, high of 61. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation? The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Mike Gallagher says we're witnessing a theft.
Bogus criminal case against Donald Trump. A so-called hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. So now Alvin Bragg has figured out a way to turn it from a misdemeanor into a felony just in time for the election. They are trying to steal the election. No other way to put it. There is an attempt to rig the 2024 election that we're witnessing before our very eyes.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Spring into savings during Invite Health's Buy 2, Get 40% Off sales event. The sale is on now. Buy two bottles of any Invite Health product and receive 40% off retail. That's buy two bottles, get 40% off retail. Call us now to get your spring savings today. The number for Invite is 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Introducing our brand new gummy supplements. Gelatin-free, no artificial colors or flavors, just pure goodness from nature. Try our new fiber gummy for digestion and regularity. Make your skin, hair, and joints happy with our new collagen gummy. Don't forget to order the probiotic gummy for a healthy gut. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy two, get 40% off sales event. Call us now at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
I love, I told you, I did a Zoom thing, you know, small little Zoom thing yesterday for our friends across town with some law enforcement folks. And they asked me, they listened to this show, which I was very pleased. They asked me about Pat Brosnan and Brosnan Risk Consultants. And Joe, tell us about LEED, And I go, I thought that was so cool that word's getting out about law enforcement against drugs. And it was the police show. It was a cop show, I think it's called, across town. So I said, like I tell you every morning about law enforcement against drugs, battling drugs and violence and bullying in schools, you know, and it's started by Nick DeMauro, the executive director and CEO of LEED. He's got a show. I actually plugged the show over there at the other radio, at WABC. I had to do it, you know, and I on here on AM 970 every Saturday at noon, you can listen to Nick DeMauro battling drugs and violence with the LEED guy. And Nick is a LEED guy, speaks with experts, educators, law enforcement about about important issues that affect you and your children. Stop the bullying. Stop the violence. Stop the drugs. Stop it all. And you can with LEAD. They go right into the school with police officers, right into the school. The curriculum is really magnificent on how to help our kids in these terrible, terrible times. So tune in 12 noon Saturday, Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy, hosted by Nick DeMauro, right here on AM 970, The Answer. For more information, go to leaddrugs.org, LEADrugs.org.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio, great to have you with us on AM 970, The Answer, the flagship station for all of Salem Media. It's 8:25 in the morning, and thank goodness Andy McCarthy taking the time with us, contributing editor at National Review and fellow at the National Review Institute, Fox News contributor, former assistant U.S. Attorney. Andy, welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us during these wild, wild times, my friend. How you doing, by the way?
I'm doing great, Joe. I haven't got a complaint in the world. The world is on fire, but at least I get to work for another 15 minutes, you know.
You're on TV every 30 seconds. They call Andy McCarthy on. It's so great. I know. That's why we appreciate you joining us, because I want to read your article here. I'm going to re-X this out. Hush money is not a crime, and Bragg has no case against Trump. And yet, the colleges are imploding. I actually saw, I've quoted this several times. If you're listening to Piscopo and Andy McCarthy on the radio, please forgive me for quoting it again. Andy, I heard on CBS News on like Face the Nation, whatever the show they do on the weekend, the world is on fire. This was like from Margaret Brennan from CBS News. Everybody knows the world, it's like imploding. What are we doing? Let's go after Donald Trump in New York and New York with this Hamas, people supporting Hamas outwardly now on the streets of New York, and we're more concerned with what you're saying is no case against Trump. Please walk us through that and what will happen 9:30 this morning. Does this guy Mershon, the judge, put Trump in jail, Andy McCarthy?
Well, I don't think he's going to put Trump in jail. He may fine him. I think the gag order is very unfair. First of all, I think that these courts, I mean, you and I have discussed this before. There are more important constitutional considerations at stake than their little trials.
Yeah.
And in this system, you know, everybody has rights and everybody has duties, but they don't exist in a vacuum. They collide with each other. And here we have a situation where you have two things that are important. The administration of justice in trials is important, but so are presidential campaigns and having robust debate in them and having a fair system where, you know, everybody, this is in this system that we now have, everybody, Joe Biden, Trump's political enemies, the witnesses in the case, everybody's allowed to talk about Trump, but Trump's not allowed to talk, which is lunatic. But it's not just lunatic because it's unfair on the face of it, like the stupidity that, like, Trump is gagged, but the witnesses can... Like, Michael Cohen, I would have a root canal before I would listen to a Michael Cohen podcast. But I understand this guy does a podcast like two or three times a week where all he does is rail about Trump. Yesterday, he's on Twitter putting... I guess we'd call it Twitter anymore. He's on X. X-ing about Trump. Stormy Daniels, I think they had a documentary about her. I understand it was rated PG-13, kids, so you know you could probably watch that. She's out about a couple of weeks, and she's out talking about Trump. So everybody's talking about Trump, but Trump is not allowed to talk about the witnesses. Yeah. So that would be bad enough just on the face of it. But Trump is entitled to run for president. And the public is entitled to have campaigns and elections decided at the ballot box, not in the courtroom. And these judges, in the name of administration of justice in their little trials, are telling the major party candidate for the presidency that he can't talk about matters that Biden and all of Trump's opponents are perfectly free to wax on about as much as they want, which is crazy.
So, because, and then, I just want to prepare everybody for the worst, because I always like to bring some solace to the program every morning. And boy, Lord knows it's not easy, Andy McCarthy. But it's like, if you go, so it's 9:30, and they'll probably fine Trump for, and you're absolutely, everything you said, and you're very objective, and you're, it's not like, you know, you're a pro Trump guy, or you don't wear a MAGA hat when you go on TV. I mean, so you're being.
I wish Trump would stop. I think he brings his problems on himself. But
interesting. You know,
looking at this as a lawyer, as opposed, I'm not a political strategist, and I'm not saying what I think Trump should do. If I were, you know, if I had any influence with Trump, I'd say zip it. You know, your problems mostly caused by running off at the mouth.
Yeah.
But as a matter of constitutional law, he has
there
a right
is.
To speak.
There it is.
Now, here's what when I say he's got a right to speak, the law applies, right? So if you speak and you commit incitement, you can be prosecuted for that. If you speak and you defame somebody, you can be sued for that. No one's saying he's above those laws. If he does those things, there's legal consequences.
Yeah.
But no one else in the system is told, as we say in the, as the Latin expression goes in the law, no one is told a priori, no one is told before the fact that you can't speak. It's just that if you do speak, there are consequences to that, and you have to live with them. If Trump goes out and speaks, everything he says can be used against him in court. They can use it to cross-examine him. If I was his lawyer, I would give him like a million reasons why he should shut up.
Yeah.
But as a matter of law, you can't tell a candidate for president that he can't talk about things that are material issues in the campaign. And if he wants to, you know, it's leave it to his judgment to decide if he wants to, you know, if he wants to say stuff. If he crosses lines, then, you know, there's consequences for that. But you can't gag him before he, you know, to prevent him from even speaking.
Opera. I think I had veal parmesan there one night. Wasn't that a restaurant in New York? Very good. Hey, well done.
Pretty good, huh?
I love that. That was great.
I've exhausted my Latin now. That's right.
You know what, though? And again, if you listen in, and the fact is, and the point is, and that's such a vital point that you make, Andy McCarthy, Trump has the right to do it, because if Michael Cohen's going to do it, Stormy Daniels is going to do it, if everybody else is going to go against it, Joe Biden's going to do it, then Trump should have a voice and be able to say it. But my thought was that as well, if I may, and I humbly submit this, I would love to see President Trump come out, when he comes out to the railing there and he makes the speeches, tell me about what's happening in Iran. Tell me how you would fix what's happening in Ukraine. Tell me what you feel. He has a platform there to say, you know, listen, the trial will work it out. But here's what's happening in the world, and here's what I want to do. So it's such a big platform right there. And don't even address the trial. So I hear you. That's what I would do. But on the other hand, when I say that on the air, Andy McCarthy, mostly women will say to me, Joe, Trump has to defend himself because no one else is. So I understand that as well. And he should have the right to do it. And he does have the constitutional right to do it. But I'm telling you what, and help me out here, Andy, and I don't want to hold you too long because I know a busy day that you have. I'm afraid Bragg's going to ask for jail time. I'm afraid Mershon's going to want jail time. Why? Because that's a badge of honor for these wackos that are in this court system in New York, and he goes downstairs. And frankly, honestly, on the show, we love drama. That would make great radio, man. And I think it would really secure Trump's election as president if they did something like that. But you don't think Mershon will go that far?
I don't think so, but I'm sympathetic to what you're saying. I think, you know, frankly, if I were Trump, I'd go out this morning and say, we're in Manhattan. You know what else is in Manhattan? Columbia's in Manhattan.
Yeah, bingo.
How come I'm here?
Boom.
How come I'm here?
Yep.
And Alvin Bragg isn't fixing
boom
the takeover of Columbia.
Exactly, you know? Right. Exactly,
because,
right.
You know, this is what Bragg thinks he should be doing with his time. While Hamas takes over Colombia, really?
Yeah, amen, amen. And also, and the Tish James being shot down, trying to change everything with the bond for Trump. She got shot down. So maybe that's a good sign. And before we let you go, if indeed something terrible happens this morning with Trump, whatever happens, he's got the appellate court. That appellate court, because of what happened with Tish James, may lead me to believe that maybe the appellate court will listen to some common sense, Andy McCarthy.
Yeah, I just really think that Mershon I don't think he's a complete nut like Engoron. He's actually made a couple of rulings in Trump's favor in the last couple of days. I mean, look, for the most part, he's bent over backwards for Bragg, and this is a ridiculous case.
Yeah.
But he did, for example, last week say that Bragg can't use Michael Cohen's ridiculous guilty plea to campaign violations in federal court
as
evidence that Trump committed campaign violations.
Okay.
It was actually a very important ruling. So I don't think this judge already knows that, you know, all eyes are on him because Trump has pointed out that his daughter is a Democratic political operative.
Yeah.
He now turns around and, like, puts him in the slammer even if it's for a day or two.
Yeah.
It would be the worst thing politically that could happen to Democrats, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Eddie, great chat this morning. Thank you so much for being so honest with us. And I know you're going to be on TV most of the day. So thanks for sharing your expertise on the radio with us, Andy McCarthy.
Thanks so much, Joe.
Thank you, my friend. Andy McCarthy, this is the man that locked up terrorists. This is the man that saw the terrorism coming of September 11th in 1993 with that World Trade Center bombing. He locked those guys up, and he saw it coming, man. And then somehow we missed it, September 11th, 2001. So you got to give Andy credit for working as an assistant U.S. attorney and shutting down terrorists who just plain want to kill America. 8:35, Joe on the radio. Hey, Joe Imperatrice, the good sergeant. We're going to tell you about a great event happening on Staten Island. That's going to be tomorrow. I will be there. Yes, I will. Mark Morano is going to join us. General Keith Kellogg on the show as well. And Al always in the newsroom on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The federal government is warning the NYPD about officers illegally parking on sidewalks. The Department of Justice sent a letter to the police department saying that parking on sidewalks is a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. The letter indicates the Attorney General may sue the NYPD if the practice doesn't change. The letter states that sidewalks and crosswalks by NYPD precincts are subject to frequent obstructions by both private and police vehicles of NYPD members, resulting in inaccessibility of the pedestrian grid. An NYPD spokesperson tells Streets Blog in part that parking around precincts and NYPD facilities is a persistent challenge due to our thriving, complex city and the limited space we all must share. Not long after the House passed a $60 billion aid bill for Ukraine, New Jersey Congressman Tom Kaine Jr. led a delegation to Ukraine to meet with President Zelensky. At their meeting, the Republican congressman told the Ukrainian leader that it is important for the United States to stand with other leaders who value freedom. Kaine is chair of the House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee on Europe and has played a significant role in Congress's dealings with Ukraine. In sports, Knicks over the 76ers 104-101 in Game 2 of their opening round playoff series. Knicks lead that series 2-0. The Hurricanes take a 2-0 lead over the Islanders, erasing a 3-goal deficit, beating them 5-3. The Athletics 3-hit the Yankees to win 2-0. Mets lost to the Giants 5-2 out in San Francisco. And the Jets trading quarterback Zach Wilson to the Denver Broncos. The deal, including Gangrene's sending a 2024 seventh-round pick with Wilson to Denver for a sixth-round pick in this week's draft. Both teams will split Wilson's salary this season. Wilson was selected second overall by the Jets in 2021. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Altered inside parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for Passover. Metered parking rules in effect. A tough ride on the Belt Parkway eastbound at Springfield Boulevard. It's an accident. You're moving solely on the Staten Island Expressway west at Victory Boulevard with a rough road surface. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 15, Holland only 5 minutes in. Let's see what's happening as you head over to Route 1. Route 1 northbound is completely closed at New Road in South Brunswick, getting reports of a motorcycle accident. Let's go out to Route 18 northbound at George Street in New Brunswick. It's a crash. 78 eastbound local lanes at the Garden State Parkway, a crash in Union. Over on 95 southbound, exit 27A in Bridgeport, it's an accident being cleared. 52 east getting out through Newburgh, it's an accident right past Wintergreen Ave. Partly cloudy today, high of 61. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill-up. That's promo code GIFT.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor, you got to go to the 3-week quick start kit from Relief Factor is only $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee. Feel better or your money back guarantee. And I'm going at such a pace. Whew. And I'm going to bop till I drop, baby, you know? And by the grace of God, I can get around. And I like doing just regular things. And it seems so, elementary to say, well, how about walking up and down the stairs? And if you're if you're in your car listening to Uncle Joe and you're a kid and you're listening, when you get older, sometimes things hurt. You don't think hurt like your back, your knee, your elbow, your neck. It just happens with age, you know. Well, we have Relief Factor. And then it's this. It's such a pragmatic approach. You could try Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, with the 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95 with a feel better or your money back guarantee. You got nothing to lose, like we say in New Jersey. Will you call, please, 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief. Or again, if you are listening in a car and you're with your parents and they're always complaining about, I can't do this. You go ahead. I'll catch up. Will you please tell them to go to relieffactor.com?
Kevin McCullough here. Did you have any question this morning when you got up and you were wandering around to your kitchen trying to find your first cup of coffee and whatever your children needed, you got that taken care of, and you got their lunch packed, and you got them sent off to school, and you got your day started? No, you probably didn't. Most people in our country don't struggle with those things. Some may eat a lot of mac and cheese, like I did growing up, because our parents don't have a ton of extra money, but we didn't go hungry. But friends, the children that we are helping with Food for the Poor won't eat today. They may not eat tomorrow, or even the next day after that. In fact, the world governing statistics that look at these things say it's 72 hours in between sustainable meals for child in food insecure situations. That's why what Food for the Poor is doing is so important. Please rescue a child right now. 855-919-4673 or go to am970theanswer.com.
All right, let me tell you about why refi, okay? So I keep telling you about Lindsay, and this is a story that really resonates with thousands and thousands of Americans. She owed around $270,000 in student loan debt. And after battling with other lenders, she reached out to Y Refi. And they were able to work with her and her mother to create a plan that was built around getting her out of debt. It's smart and it's safe and it helps people, and you can invest in helping refinance private school loans. So it's a better place to put your money. You know, why? Because you get a monthly statement with no surprises. And again, it is a secure collateralized portfolio that indeed just may be a better place to put your money than when you have it right now. So just go to investyrefi.com. Please invest the letter Y, then refy.com. Investyrefi.com. Call 888-YREFI24. People all over the country are earning a high fixed rate of return with YREFI. They don't care about what happens with the stock market or the Fed. And our friends at YREFI are trustworthy and honest, and you can just go to investyrefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then refy.com, or you can call 888-YREFI24. You just tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
The Eric Metaxas Show, tonight at 11 on AM 970. The Answer.
Sergeant Joseph Imperatrice, founder of Blue Lives Matter NYC. We got a big event tomorrow. Sergeant Joe, welcome back to the show. How you doing? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. We're going to have our little Goombas in Staten Island, the best borough, you know, besides Arthur Avenue, the city of Little Italy. So super excited what we got going on.
You know what? This is going to be great, and thank you. And so now it's for Blue Lives Matter, a fundraiser for Blue Lives Matter, and we're going to tell you where you can go online to get tickets. It's at Don Roberto's on Staten Island. Starts at 6:30 tomorrow night. And I love that you're working with the great Chaz Palminteri and his beautiful wife Gianna. They're helping out. They have a children's charity, and this will benefit that as well. Joe, correct?
Yes, it's the Child Reach Foundation with Chaz and John, along with Blue Lives. They've done a ton of work. They started back in the day with a disease called thalassemia, which is a blood disorder. But as years went on, Chaz and his wife really loved police officers in the NYPD, and they've donated millions of dollars to great causes. So to team up with someone like Chaz, forget that he's an actor and all that crap. He's an even better human being that just wants to do good. So I'm just very honored. And then we're going to have you, Joe, the great Joe Piscopo, showing up. We got William DeMeo. We got America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani. How does a little meatball like me from Staten Island get this to go on? I don't know, but I'm excited. It's one of my kind of events for a great cause.
Well, we're coming in. I'm bringing some folks. I'm going to bring my friend, some really notable folks, like Arthur Lee from Life Fact that you know, and some of my Boulevard guys are going to come over there. So we're going to have some fun. And that's 6:30 tomorrow at Don Roberto's. And thank you for doing this. And I'm glad that I could do it because, you know, I just said I got to do this because you're always reaching out to everybody else. Hey, Joe, let me go to the issues of the day, if I may. You got protesters carrying flares. You're putting the NYPD at risk. Everything's so upside down in New York. They're taking a former president for a trial that should not exist. There's no trial there. They won't stop with that. And correct me if I'm wrong, Sergeant. They have to close down the area of the courthouse because Donald Trump was the president of the United States. So they got that all locked, that whole area locked in a grid, correct?
Correct. The law enforcement community has a lot in their hands. You got these protests with these misinformed kids. Joe, what bothers me, if they went to these countries that they're protesting for, they would probably be killed or tortured because in those countries, they don't go along with what these people are protesting for. So it's so misinformed what's happening. And I'm so glad that the police department is stepping up, is working with the colleges to actually stop the chaos. The mayor, the police commissioner, the top executives, they're out there. They're not letting this happen. And that's what we need. We can see that. The de Blasio administration. When it comes to Trump, he's a president. The number one concern is the safety of the former president, as we saw, the person that was emotionally disturbed last week that set himself on fire. You have to be on your toes. And as it is, the police officers are strained and stressed because we don't have as many as we did in the early 2000s. But they're doing an amazing job every day. My faith is in this police department and police departments everywhere, and they're always going to get the job done.
So, and now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Mayor Adams is trying to recruit a few thousand more police officers. Is it any better? Because everybody left in droves. They left even before their pensions. How is it looking now? When you look at the city, you say, why would I go there? But people still want to be in the NYPD, Joe, yes?
Yeah, they make movies about this police department. You don't see them making it about little small town, you know, southern states, now do you? There's a reason for that. My personal opinion is we probably have to get at least 3,000 to 5,000 cops, and you're not going to do it at once. It'd probably be a 3 to 4 year campaign, and that will help with the attrition, with losing officers, with officers going elsewhere. Listen, some people just leave, not because they don't like policing, but they want a different career path. You know, and Joe, a huge problem that we're having, and it was just in one of the articles, is our experienced officers leaving at 20 years. You know, those guys have such knowledge, especially our detectives, that know how to solve cases, know how to speak to people, know the investigative purposes of a case. When you lose that, it really hinders and hurts the police department because they can be showing the younger guys how to get things done properly. So the goal should be a twofold. Keep the guys past 20 years that could actually help train our officers to become the best they can, and also a campaign to get as many qualified people as possible. We can't just settle and say, well, we're just going to get anybody. No. You know, this is it's a calling, man. You kind of got to be nuts to wake up every day, just like in the military or the fire department, and say, listen, I can lose my life today.
Yeah.
What normal person says that? Let me sign up for it. So you need good quality candidates that are going to help, you know, make this world a better place.
Yeah, and again, I was talking about the show I did yesterday, just Zoom with a gentleman by the name of Captain Ed Mamet, and he was, you know, he retired, but was in the police department at NYPD many, many years, and he said, man, when you see these protests, you just go in, and you got to just clean it out, you know? But you got to be careful when you say that nowadays, but really, I always said, and I have always seen in cities, even in New Jersey, when you say to the police, and I said this on the Zoom meeting, that Eric Adams could just say, do what you got to do, the police will know what to do, but I hate to put the men and women of the NYPD through this, but they can clear that up, and hopefully they at NYU they're getting they have the ability and have been asked to do that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sergeant, but not at Columbia. Is that what's happening in New York?
Well, listen, you got certain politicians like AOC that go out there and say that it's peaceful protest. They're not peaceful. I hate to say it, Joe, that upsets it's not. The abuse these officers take that you don't see, you know, the people getting in their face, being physical with the cops, and the cops really do have the utmost restraint. And, you know, going back to it, Mayor Adams basically is telling his police officers and his echelon, go out there and do what you have to do, because a lot of these schools are reaching out and saying, we need help. And that's what we need. You know, Joe, it's just like, you know, the snake. You know, before you get bit, you cut it off at the head, you don't have to worry. But if you allow it to go out there and bite you, it's going to be a lot more problems. So the sooner that you stop problem, sooner that you're going to get back to reality.
Yeah, it's so true. And to call the police, the KKK, I mean, they inexcusable. And not to lose sight of what you said, AOC, she's a congresswoman. Despite everybody thinks she's a joke, she's a congresswoman. And for her to say peaceful protest is very unsettling. All right, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, Blue Lives Matter, tomorrow night, benefiting the Palminteri Foundation as well, the Kids Foundation with Gianna and Chaz. And that is at Don Roberto's on Staten Island. I'll see you there. I'll do a swing through. We'll have some fun, and again, Mayor Giuliani will be there. I invited Nicole Maliatakis, the congresswoman, so she may drop by as well, Joe. We all support what you're doing, Sergeant Joe. And do me a favor, give a big hug to your parents, to Mr. and Mrs. Peritrice. Would you do that, Joey, for me?
Yes, sir, I will. And for the last time, www.bluelivesmatternyc.org. Get out there. You're not going to have this quality of people and, you know, the great people that want to come and support. So who knows? Next time is that we'll be able to do this. So come out, have a great time, enjoy.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Sergeant Joe Imperatrice, right there. Blue Lives Matter. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 8:50 right now. Debbie's on the road, checking out traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Joe. And if you're heading to the Staten Island Expressway westbound, you're slowing down right now by Victory Boulevard. It's all due to a rough road surface over there. Crews are at the scene. Watch for delays on Route 1. Route 1 northbound is closed at New Road in South Brunswick. A terrible accident being investigated. 18 northbound at George Street in New Brunswick. Watch out for a collision. We're still seeing delays downtown with the Trump trial. Center Street is closed off between Chambers and the Brooklyn Bridge. It's ongoing police department activity there. We're still seeing delays this morning as you take a ride to the eastbound belt right at Springfield Boulevard. It's a collision to contend with and a lot of volume on the Cross Bronx West out toward 3rd Avenue. Watch for delays on the westbound Bruckner heading down toward the Hunts Point Drawbridge. Inbound GWB 10, Lincoln 15, Holland only 5. Alternate side parking rules suspended for today and tomorrow for Passover. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dennis Prager isn't sure how people vote Democrat.
Has the left given us a non-binary term for mother? My parent, I guess that's it. They're against mother and father. I have read that to you on a number of occasions. And people still vote Democrat. The tragedy is that if the country is destroyed from within, a vast number of good people are going to be hurt.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at patriotsalaskacruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at patriotsalaskacruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about InfuCare RX, under the watchful eye of Devin Patel, our good friend, founder and CEO of InfuCare RX. But let me tell you, it's a leading nationwide specialty infusion pharmacy. That's what InfuCare RX is. They provide InfuCare RX provides this infusion, and it's whether it's immunoglobulin, saline, or something else. Check with your doctor. But you know what's great about it, and what they do, and what Devin Patel has created with my friend Ray. These are great guys that I have the honor of meeting. And Mr. Ray, my friend, introduced me to a whole field that I was not aware of, and then I see my daughter getting better by this type of medicine. I'm going, I got to talk about it on the air. So we tell you about InfuCare RX. They'll come right to your home for the infusion. Look at that. Right to your home. You don't have to worry about a clinic. You don't have to worry about a hospital. Is that wild? Check with your doctor. And by the way, patients of InfuCare RX have access to their full clinical team via phone and digital access 24/7 all year long. Now, again, you got to check with your doc. And what InfuCare RX does, they offer a positive lifestyle change by providing the services of infusion in the comfort of your home rather than a clinic or hospital. So if you need an IV, you need a sub-Q infusion, whatever you need, will you please just go to InfuCareRx.com, InfuCareRx.com. It's InfuCare RX, improving quality of life one patient at a time.
Today's weather report is sponsored by FazTech Industries, helping with all your construction, demolition, and weekly waste removal needs. Roll-off containers from 10 to 40 yards, perfect for house, garage cleanouts, or construction and demolition debris. Specializing in removal and recycling of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, and asphalt throughout all five boroughs and every corner of New Jersey. Ask for Joe C. at 718-494-1600. Today feels
so much harder. 718-494-1600. Joe C., great guy, standing by for you. Hey, Jeff Nardine, what are we looking like? It's so cool outside. I don't want to be a whiner, but, I got the flowers. I mean, what are we going to... It's not going to get really cold, right?
Not necessarily. Unfortunately, I know. I wish I had better news for you, Joe. Here's the deal. We are improving once we get to the end of the weekend and next week. Even today and tomorrow aren't going to be horrible. I mean, especially today, we got the sunshine and blue skies. We'll hit 64. Okay. Yeah, overnight is 51. I know, right?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have some showers move in, too. Those are going to be around tomorrow, hitting a high of 68. The overnight, by the way, tomorrow night, 39, and then Thursday night, 41. So it is still chilly. Now, on Thursday itself, we're going to be at 59 with sunshine. Same thing on Friday, up to 61. Here we go. It's on Sunday and Monday. We're in the low to upper 70s, approaching 80.
Wow, there you go, kid. That's great. Now you're talking. Bring it
now
around.
I'm talking.
I know. I'm walking around yesterday. I'm going like, oh, yeah, get the flowers. You know, and I got the flowers. And Mr. Joseph, the florist over here. And I'm going like, bang. I'm walking around. And yet the cool wind, and I got my hoodie on. We need that warm weather coming in, baby. Thank you, Jeff. Good news. That's good news. And thank you always. Always on the money right there. The pickleball champ, Jeff Nordine right there. And Joe on the radio. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you, we have Mark Morano to join us about Earth Day. It's hard. You don't want to miss Mark Morano. Listen, he's right on the money, and he's not been wrong. And he talks about all of this at climatedepot.com. Well, the Earth Day, and we got to save the Earth, you know. Oh, my Lord. So he'll break that down. And also, I want to talk about what's happening in Jersey. You know, when Jeff Van Drew has a big, he's got a big re-election kind of situation that I believe President Trump will be there May 11th down in Wildwood. I want to hear him down the shore talking about, and he will be talking about, the windmills that they won't stop. Those big solar things that don't work, that just kill whales, and you need more oil to run those things than anything else. Mark Morano will break it down. General Keith Kellogg, we're going to talk about our withdrawal from Niger and what's going on geopolitically with the good general. Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know what? We are coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
53 and sunny at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The New York State budget just passed by lawmakers does not include changes to short-term disability benefits, as some had hoped. The maximum benefit is set at only $170 per week and has not been increased since 1989. Governor Kathy Hochul had advocated for the benefit to be increased, but it was not included in the final budget following weeks of negotiations. Some lawmakers say they will still work to increase the benefit before the legislative session wraps up in June. Newark Liberty International Airport went to the dogs this past weekend, literally Officials with the Seeing Eye, which trains puppies to become guide dogs, brought 100 pups to the Newark Airport to help them become accustomed to difficult settings. The puppies also boarded an airplane during their training. New York State receiving nearly $250 million for solar projects benefiting low-income residents. Governor Hochul announcing yesterday that the state, among the applicants selected to receive EPA funding through the $7 billion federal Solar for All grant competition. The funding award expands New York's commitment to increase access to clean, affordable solar energy to low-income residents. It also supports the state's goal to obtain 70% of its electricity from renewable sources by the year 2030. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.